Mario Lopez.
Hey, you're on with Mario Lopez. Joining me now in the studio, my man, actor extraordinaire Luis Guzman. How are you, buddy?
I'm good. How you doing?
We just figured out what bar we were both feeling good at. We couldn't remember. You know you're having a good time. You can't remember the name of the bar.
That's right.
That you were
in. That's right.
Which, but you know what? You work hard. You got to play hard too, right?
That's it.
It's all about balance
in
life.
That's why we do what we do, right?
Exactly. And what you're doing right now is season 3 of Code Black recently kicking off on CBS. What's going on at the hospital this season?
Oh, man, a lot of things are going on. I come across my own family's tragedy this year. That actually aired last night.
Okay.
For me, it was probably one of the most moving episodes I have done. You know, Leanne goes through this whole thing because she's adopting
right.
this young girl who lost her family. And, you know, just all the craziness and all the love of doing what we do in center stage and on the show.
As an actor, I got to imagine dealing with such emotional stuff, it's got to be exhausting, right?
Yeah.
A little draining?
Well, it is because, you know, you kind of sometimes have to make a reference to certain things in your life.
Yeah.
When you do certain things.
That you may not want to visit.
And sometimes you don't want to visit. Sometimes you do because, you know, there's good things about tragedy sometimes, believe it or not.
Yeah, you can learn.
You know, because, I mean, you know, it really makes your mantle thicker.
Right.
And also you get to reflect on the love and the joy that you had for a friend, for a family member.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, yeah, you go through your pain.
Exactly.
Because pain is real.
The cast you work with is so cool. Marsha Gay Harden, Rob Lowe. You guys have fun on that set?
Pretty much, man. I mean, you know, it's funny because you got to understand when you got to say, I need a Thor. We're going to do a thoracotomy and I'm going to need some epidural and let me get 2 liters of this and we're going to need to do the BiPAP thing right now. And it's like, so you're doing all this like medical jargon.
Right.
And you're making sense of it. You got to understand we have real med techs.
Right.
And they teach us all this stuff.
You got to be on point.
Oh yeah. Because I mean, like for me, I want to know what I'm talking about.
Right.
I don't want to throw words out. I want to sound like he knows what
Method.
He's talking about. Yeah.
Exactly. You Come know? Correct with that.
Absolutely.
You guys did a big musical number in one of the episodes. That must have been fun. How long did that take to shoot?
It took us like almost 2 months of rehearsing it because we were rehearsed literally in between scenes.
Oh, like, wow.
We would run to the other stage and rehearse for 5 minutes and come back.
Cool.
But we shot it in an afternoon.
Wow. Look at that.
And it was great. It was great. It was like this lady who had some kind of a tumor.
Yeah.
And so the tumor was making her kind of see things that weren't there, you know, hallucinate.
Right. Hence the musical number.
Yeah. It was great.
So you always got so much in the works, but are you still doing some stand-up comedy?
Oh, yeah, bro.
Wow. How long have you been doing that?
I actually been a little more serious about it, I guess, within this last year, right?
Wow.
Year and a half.
That's incredibly brave. I always give props to people who do that.
Well, you know what it is, man, that from this business, we see so much things.
Right.
We experience so many things.
Yeah.
And some things are hysterical and comical. So
right.
I just talk about the truth of what I see, you know?
Good for you, man.
Yeah.
Good for you. I respect the hustle right there. And of course, you always got like a movie in the works. The Padre is a great title and it's got a cool cast. Tim Roth, Nick Nolte. What is this one about?
This one is about some guy who has a vendetta against some dude from back in the States. He goes to South America. You know, I am his guide to finding this guy. And it was crazy. I mean, it was me and Nick Nolte looking for Tim Roth in the countryside of Colombia.
And how was Nick to work with?
How was Nick to work with?
Yeah, how'd you like that?
Let's say it was... Hey, it was a challenge.
Oh, really?
It was a challenge, but you know, but I mean, you know, because Nick, well, you know, I respect Nick. He's an incredible artist. He's up there in age, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And, but you know, he pulled through. He did what he had to do.
Okay.
But I was his, I had his back most of the time.
Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're a classy guy. I'm sure you would. Nick Nolte sounds like he gargles with gravel. his voice is so... Is it still sounding pretty?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I would have to, like, dare myself to get 2 inches from him.
Yeah.
To put my ears and say that again, Nick. Slowly.
Slowly, yeah. Oh, my God. I mean, Luis, you've been in so many great films, so many classic moments in these films. What do people come up to you and mention the most?
They love me in Ghosts. Even though I was not in Ghosts.
Wait, what? Wait.
See, look at that.
Wait. You weren't in Ghosts?
You know what? That's one of those.
Seriously, that was Rick Avila's.
Oh, right. Oh, okay. I know what you're talking about. Right. Oh, that's funny.
Yo,
because you made me pause. I'm like, wait, that was you?
No, because people, why'd you kill Patrick Swayze? So what was it like working with Whoopi? And honestly, I just say thank you. Whoopi was great.
Roll with it.
Because, yeah, man. But one of my favorite films, I mean, I'm lucky. I have a few. I mean, Boogie Nights, yeah. Traffic, The Count of Monte Cristo, Anger Management,
Carlito's Way,
of course.
They got all
you
these
know?
Great films, man.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
You know, and then I also love doing How to Make It in America.
Yes,
that was a great show.
Yeah,
you know, so I've been blessed.
Yeah, you've been blessed and busy.
Every day.
I love it. Well, you compliment all those films. So
thank
that's
you,
great man. Is it true you live in Vermont now?
I've been living in Vermont for like 25 years now.
Really?
Yeah.
You just wanted to kind of get away?
Well, at the time we adopted 4 children.
Oh, wow. Awesome.
We had one of our own, and we kind of said we like to provide these kids with a real childhood and learn what it is to get on a bike and go down a dirt road or go fishing or look for salamanders or
That's
ride
awesome.
A horse. I mean, and you know, in our business, because we have families, our kids get the best of both worlds because our kids get to travel with us from time to time. You know, we get to expose them to things, take them to museums, just see different things. So, like, Vermont was a great place to raise that family. But like I said, my kids always had the opportunity to travel and see things.
Very cool. Seems like a very good balance right there.
Yeah.
Before I let you go, I'm going to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers. Ready?
Do it.
Go to karaoke song.
Go to karaoke song. Oh my God, and I know it. Journey.
Don't stop believing.
Yeah.
Okay, that's your jam. All right. Last show you binged watched.
Black Mirror.
Okay. Celebrity crush growing up.
Raquel Welch.
Oh, that's good taste right there. First car.
Chevy Malibu.
Time travel destination.
I like to see what the end of the universe looks like.
Oh, damn. That's cryptic. Okay. And last one, who do you cast to play you in your life story?
I think without a doubt it would be a guy named Mario Lopez.
Yes. I'd watch that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, boy. So it's a romantic comedy.
Yeah, we're like a little gangster.
With a little gangster, of course. You got to have a little gangster
throw in.
There you go. Meanwhile, Code Black airs Wednesdays on CBS. You can follow him on Twitter at I am Luis Guzman. Thanks so much for stopping by, brother.
Thank you, bro. Always
a
pleasure.
Great to see you.
On with Mario Lopez.